This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study, I gave a simple outline of the life of James, who wrote the book of James in the New Testament. The three points I shared were these: James before becoming a Christian, James becoming a Christian, and James as a mature Christian. Today, let's amplify these points. According to Matthew 13:55, James was the oldest half-brother of Jesus. In Mark 3:21, he, along with others in his family, was concerned for Christ's welfare. They didn't understand his mission and thought he had gone overboard. John 7:5 makes it clear he was not a believer during Christ's earthly ministry. Though there is no clear explanation in the Bible how it happened, James did become a Christian after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:7 says that Jesus met him personally after his resurrection. That encounter made such an impact on James's life that he immediately joined the followers of Jesus in the first prayer meeting after Christ's ascension, recorded in Acts 1:14. In fact, all of his brothers were there as well. Parenthetically, let me say that the change in James's life is proof positive he had a saving encounter with Jesus. He says this in James 2:18, "Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." As you read the book of Acts, you'll see that James never wavered from his newfound commitment. In fact, he quickly rose to be the leader of the church in Jerusalem. According to 1 Corinthians 9:5, he was married. In our next study, we'll look at James as a mature Christian. I trust you'll join us.